Way News, I'm Jim Bertel. Online video reportedly shows Iranian security forces firing live ammunition and tear gas to disperse demonstrators Monday, protesting against the Islamic Republic's initial denial that it shot down a Ukrainian jetliner. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Iranian police are denying firing at protesters after video on social media appear to record gunshots and pools of blood in the streets of Tehran. Huge crowds demonstrated in the Iranian capital and other cities at the weekend after authorities admitted mistakenly shooting down a Ukrainian passenger plane, killing all 176 people on board, including Iranian citizens. But on Monday, the head of Tehran's police said officers, quote, absolutely did not shoot and had been given orders to show restraint. Public fury, rumbling for days after Wednesday's plane crash, erupted after the military's mea culpa.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Experts are warning a volcano in the Philippines could erupt and are calling for evacuations. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
On Sunday, ash blasted into the air, followed by rumbling and tremors at the Taal volcano, 70 kilometers south of the Philippines' capital, Manila. But these plumes of ash could quickly turn into something more dangerous. Authorities have raised the danger level to 4 out of 5, with thousands of residents being evacuated from nearby towns. The plume of ash has drifted into the capital, forcing cancellation of flights and closure of schools and government work. Authorities have also warned of the risk that an eruption could cause a tsunami.
That is wrong, or use the VOA mobile app for news on the go. From Washington, this is VOA News. The leaders of Libya's rival governments will meet Monday in Moscow for peace talks. Russia's foreign ministry says both Fayez al-Sarraj, the head of the UN-backed Government of National Accord, and Khalifa Haftar, who commands the Libyan National Army, will take part in the meeting. Iraq officials say 4 members of Iraq's military were wounded in a rocket attack on a base north of Baghdad. Although there were no American casualties, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tweeted that he is outraged by the attack and is calling on the Iraqi government to hold whoever was behind it responsible. In Washington, we could know this week when the House of Representatives will send the articles of impeachment against U.S. President Donald Trump to the Senate. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she'll know when the articles will be transmitted.
We'll determine in our meeting when we send them over.
Pelosi tells ABC's This Week that senators will pay a price if they block new witnesses from testifying in the impeachment trial.
It's about a fair trial. They take an oath to have a fair trial, and we think that would be with witnesses and documentation.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is reluctant to call more witnesses and wants a quick trial to acquit the president. Mike Hemp in Washington.
As firefighters continue to battle Australia's bushfires, military personnel are searching for dead animals on Kangaroo Island. Reuters' Lauren Anthony has more.
Australia's bushfires have left up to 1 billion animals dead or at risk in the aftermath. Military personnel from both Australia and New Zealand began the cleanup of dead animals, recovering carcasses from what has previously been a wildlife.
Kangaroos.
Fire services are still working to strengthen containment lines ahead of worsening weather conditions that are expected to exacerbate the fires further.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. Queen Elizabeth has summoned her grandmother following the couple's announcement that they want to step back from royal duties. Reuters' Emma McCarthy reports.
A Buckingham Palace source told Reuters that Harry's father, Prince Charles, and his brother, Prince William, will also attend the meeting, due to take place on Monday at the Queen's Sandringham estate. Meghan will try to join via telephone from Canada, where she's currently staying with the couple's baby son, Archie. Monday's meeting will be the first concerns raised by Harry and Meghan.
From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
VOA. All the hits and more, right here on VOA 1.